Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes. Happy Monday, everyone. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk, promoting financial literacy and community empowerment through communication. You know, that's what it's all about, living in that abundance. January 14, 2013, 3 p.m. ATL Atlanta. It's me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. 12 p.m. San Diego and Los Angeles. Everyone, lines are open. 347-215-8709. Build, Grow, and A&D. Enjoy.com. Join as a free member. Keep in the loop. You guys know there's a lot going on with Build, Grow, and Enjoy. City to city, community to community. It's just moving really fast since we've been on the ground running since the new year, like a lightning bolt with all the great things and the many blessings that have come to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. As you guys know, announcement is out. Miss Karen White, number one Billboard hit chart singer of 1988. Superwoman. She's going to be joining me February 6, 2013, with her new album. We're going to be speaking on her new album. Definitely a working diva, Carpe Diem. So I'm very, very much looking forward to that interview with Ms. Karen White. Past week, you know, I was on the Karen Bond Show in Indianapolis, Hall of Famer broadcaster, speaking on personal finance. You know, Karen Bond is a huge, huge broadcaster with Radio One. You know, also, you know, part of the team with her platform with Working Divas. So that was absolutely an honor to have joined Ms. Karen Bond out in Indianapolis and speak to her station audience. And as I said, you know, Working Divas, you guys know it's Money Monday. So, you know, WorkingDivas.com 2013, got some smart money moves advice on there for you ladies, men. No, you can go ahead and join or just go ahead and read up to. It's just not for the ladies, but, you know, that's the target audience. But if you guys want to peep in, that's fine. Travel schedule is just ridiculous, everyone. I'm getting prepped to start hitting communities. I'm with my commutes the first 6 months. It's just going to be ridiculous. Across the nation to speak and support many of these community leaders, events that I'm attending, from galas, fashion shows, golf tournaments. I mean, it's just, you know, amazing. Just like I said, the many, many blessings that have come to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And with that, as you guys know, BGE TV, we have it up and running. Just a little trailer on there. We're in the process of getting the content pulled together. There's just so much going on. Atlanta production team is in place. Los Angeles, we're still pulling together to get some, you know, many, many of those, you know, leaders and celebrities that's making a difference out in L.A. And Hollywood. But definitely get on over to BillGrownEnjoy.com, click on the BGE TV, kind of see it on that platform through the Open Vision Network. As you guys know, it airs in over 300 countries, and I'm saying that conservatively. You know, President Obama just got a channel through the Open Vision Network mobile platform, so you can listen to it, you know, download the app on any of your mobile devices. You know, that's what it's all about right now, digital, 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 your iPads, your iPhones, your Androids. You know, you can even do it on your digital PCs or Macs also. But just taking what we do on the radio, putting it into the television, giving you guys a visual. You know, that's what we're all about, just encouraging and empowering and just speaking the truth, keeping it real, keeping it 100 with you guys, let you guys know, you know. I mean, we can do better as a community, and we're going to do better as a community and take it as a whole. So definitely just get on over, like I said, to BGE, Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. Actually, BillGrownEnjoy.com, so you can go ahead and BGE TV down, you know, subscribe so that we can get the mobile app on any of your devices so you can kind of see what's going on that piece. And prepping for 2014 also, I just want to let you guys know I'm not announcing anything yet, but 2014, BGE is bringing three major signature events to the city of Atlanta in three critical areas where the community of Atlanta is suffering in. to create awareness in these three target areas and to make a difference and support in those areas. And I could tell you it's going to blow your mind and really shake up the city. Everything's already in pre-planning, and we're just excited to be a blessing, you know, to others. So that's definitely looking forward to that. New show, as you guys know, on Friday, the Jiggy Jaguar show on Friday launched, and it was an absolutely successful show. Thank you, Blog Talk, for all your support. As always, Jiggy Jaguar is our new show coming on each Friday at 3 p.m. He will be on, on Bill Groening Joy or BGE Radio with BGE Percent. Speaking on that marketing and branding piece on your brand, because you know that's what it's all about, especially through the social media world, because if you are not in the social media world today, I'm telling you right now, you're not relevant. So it's just time that you learn how to monetize and how to effectively use the social media to build your business, because that's just where it's at. And he had one of the guests on this show, Forbes top entrepreneur to know in the world, Miss Becky McCray. She has some great tips sharing for you guys on your path of success. And do know all of our shows are archived, so you can go to BillGroningJoy.com, click listen to listen in on any of our shows. And remember, like I said, we're mobile, so you can tune in from any of our shows. You can tune in to any of our shows live or archived, you know, from any of your mobile device or your digital devices. So, and then I have another show that's in place, Socially Yours, with my web business developer that will be sharing a lot of tips with you guys also from Fort Worth, Texas, and she's going to teach you guys how to effectively also monetize your social media to market more in-depth, because, you know, that's what that girl, that's what she does, and I'm telling you, that girl is bad. Jamil Wilborn with Social Media, and that's S-O-U-L, you know, true woman of God, just using her talent and skills, you know, to help, you know, our people and help our kingdom. So, you know, that's what we're all about here at Bill Groening Joy, just kingdom business. So, you know, that's just what it's all about, you know, in these times, you know, get yourself up and going and, you know, live in abundance. So if you are listening in today, I know you are as excited as I am. Speaking of inspiration, as you guys know, Bill Groening Joy, Inspiration on the Go. And today, just inspired myself, and not just inspired, but just honored to have this show today, and just honored to have this guest with me today here, and just taking the time. You all know him oh so well, definitely a legend to many of us. And that's Mr. Chris Jasper, formerly of the Isley Brothers, Isley Jasper Iser, today to speak on his latest solo album, Inspired. Welcome, Mr. Jasper, to Bill Groening Joy.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. Happy to be here.
Yes, yes. We are definitely excited to have you and hear all the great things that you're doing. Now, today, you know, when I sent the message out that you'll be joining me, people's like, wow, what a legend, where's this guy been, you know, so just absolutely amazed, just honored, like I said, to have you join us and just speak to us on all the great things happening with you and your projects. So for those people that don't know you, go ahead and let everyone know a little history about you, which is absolutely amazing, and then let us know what's going on the latest and some projects that's going on with you.
Okay, well, brief history is... you know, I was part of the Isley Brothers, and you know, for a lot of years, and we had, you know, a lot of success together. We recorded, you know, maybe 10 albums together, and we kind of, the Isley Brothers kind of started off. Well, the six Isley Brothers, the six-member Isley Brother group, kind of started off as two groups. The younger members, which included myself and Ernie and Marvin, we were, you know, the musicians. We started playing, you know, at an early age, and we developed a group of our own called the Jasmine Trio, and we played jazz, a lot of Ramsey Lewis type stuff. And over the years, when we got better and better, we started to play on the sessions with the older brothers, who already had some records out professionally. Mm-hmm. So we kind of grew into one group together, and from that point on, you know, the first album that we all six were, you know, on the cover was 3+3, which had That Lady as the first single. That's the first time all six of us appeared on the cover. And from then on, you know, we, you know, we're one group. and we were a self-contained band. We produced our records and, you know, wrote our songs. So that's kind of a brief background of how we got together.
Right. Now, you wrote Between the Sheets also, correct?
Right. Co-wrote that with Ernie, yeah.
Right, right. What, you know, that's my favorite song. One of my favorites. I swear, I mean, from growing up in my teenage years, I would play that song over and over till no one wants to ride in the car with me. So
that's good. Yeah.
That song is just history making, and now, you know, you, like you said, you were with the Isley Brothers, but you also went solo doing your career, for many that know, with the Isley, Jasper Isley, which was another hit group, and then you went solo.
Right.
So where have you been, Mr. Jasper, just taking some downtime with family and, you know, just regrouping, or what have you done? Because actually you are coming back a little different, a testimony.
Yeah,
change.
I did four.
A little change.
I've done four gospel CDs, and
okay.
I've been doing that, you know, for a number of years.
Right.
And I've also done some secular records too. But
right.
I've basically just I'm recording positive music. I put it that way. And you know, Between the Sheets was a different type of song. I wouldn't probably do that now,
right.
You know, because you know I'm committed to the gospel, you know,
right.
And everything I do has to be positive, in some way, whether it be a secular message or whether it be a message that involves, you know, Christ and His principles. So
mm-hmm.
I'm very committed to that as far as lyrics are concerned. But the music I still. You know, record funky music. You know, the music is still R&B.
Right.
But my messages are different. That's
exactly.
The difference.
Mm-hmm. Same class, same style that we know so well, just a different message. And then also in this meantime, you created your record label, Gold City Label.
Yeah.
Tell us a little more about that, because you guys have, you know, you guys are working with a lot of heavy hitters, you know, from Snoop, Fantasia, Will, Aaliyah, I mean, Queen Latifah, Notorious B.I.G. Tell us a little more about Gold City.
Yeah, Gold City, I formed Gold City when I did my first solo album, Superbad, and that was kind of out of necessity because, you know, Jasper Isley couldn't continue, you know, without Ernie. So I formed Gold City, and I named it after the New Jerusalem in Revelations.
Okay.
And that's the first record that came out on Gold City. And from then on, I recorded my solo projects on Gold City. And also I've had some other artists on there. There's one group out front that was a gospel group, and also Brothers by Choice. They were sort of like a Boyz II Men R&B group. And
right.
My son Michael also records dance music, and I put an album out on Gold City on Michael, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm basically, though, I'm working with my solo projects first and then also Michael right now. Michael's still working on another project. So,
right.
So, yeah, it's, you know, the label's small, but, you know, I have the creative freedom, you know, to do what I want, and you know, that's important to me right now.
Right, and you know, that's just where everything is at right now in the music world. Independent, you know, people just finding ways and doing it yourself because, you know, you really don't have to step out for that third party anymore. It's about building, growing, and enjoying. Right.
That's right. That's right.
All right, well, we're going to play one of your first songs, but I want you to go ahead and just let's transition into what made you create this new album, or what was your inspiration to create Inspire in some of the latest things that's going to be coming out of this album?
Well, this album is called Inspired, and the footnote is by Love, Life, and the Spirit. So it's a way to express the phrase, you know, being in the world but not of the world, and how to do it. You know, these songs, you know, talk about, you know, love relationships. They talk about there's some spiritual messages in there. you know, that contain God's principles in it. You know, and then there's some the messages about social consciousness. You know, the song "Keep Believing," for example, is directly about things that are going on in life and how a person can improve. You know, and it's one thing I talk about on there is, you know, put down those guns and pick up those books. You know, it's anti-violence. You know, trying to direct people back to education, something that can really improve their lives. So that's another subject matter that's touched in this album. So it's a combination of things, but it's all positive. Each song has a positive message in it.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about, and that's what's so needed in our community. Well, we are going to go ahead and play this song, Inspired, and everyone that's listening in. This is Chris Jasper, and the name of this song is Inspired.
Baby, baby.
What an inspiration. What an inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When does the album drop?
The album will probably come out in a couple of weeks. The artwork is finished up, and, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, the plant pressing it and me getting it out to people. So I'm looking at, like, the end of the month where it starts being distributed to everybody.
Mm-hmm. And how will you be distributed? You know, we're in a new time, you know. Record stores don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
You know, are you guys going to be – it's like, okay, how do you get an album now? So a lot of people ask that still. It's like, you know,
it's,
you just
you know,
walk
some people
into,
still
so how are they going to get it?
Some people still want the CD, you know.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, you still got to, you know, do a certain amount of those. But then,
right.
You know, a lot of things are done just by, you know, MP3s and, you know, emails and stuff like that. So,
right.
So the big thing is finishing the music, you know.
Right.
Now, you know, now that's how it is now. It used to be where, you know, the whole process had to be done before, you know, you let anybody hear it, you know. But, now it's a little different, you know. You can kind of divide, you know, between the people who want the CDs and the people who don't, you know.
Right. And they'll be able to purchase it from your site, which is
yes.
Go ahead and let them know your site and how they can follow you on your site.
Yeah, GoldCityMusic.com. You know, you can go to that website, and you know, you can. It's a link to CD Baby, iTunes. You know, you can go everywhere from there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you could contact us on Facebook, you know, GoldCityMusic/Facebook.com. You can get to us that way, too. So, you know, that's kind of how a lot of things are done now, you know.
Right. Well, we're just excited and happy to have you back. I know I am. I'm a diehard fan of each and every one of you guys. Just, you know. Fathers, you know, they had me listening to you guys back on A-Tracks.
The A-Track,
you know,
that was great.
Right up in the Cordova, you know, just jamming. So
yeah.
It's just excited to see, you know, you're coming back, you know, as a man of God, you know. I'm a woman of God myself, you know, living in Christ and a ministry myself. So it's just, you know, excited to see the great things that's going on with you for the kingdom and encouraging our people because, you know, in these times, there's just so much going on that is killing off our people, and we need these types of things. So with that, before we get into your second song, I definitely want you to just, you know, give some words of encouragement to all the listeners.
Yeah, well, you know, as the scriptures say, you know, all things are possible through Christ who strengthens me. And, you know, this is something that I think as a community and as a society, actually, that we need to concentrate on. We need to concentrate on the principles of God rather than, you know, the principles of man, because that is the problem. You know, man comes up with a lot of ideas of his own, which to him seem good, but really God's way is better. And I think if we modeled ourselves more after God, you know, and what he intended for us to do, I think things would go a lot smoother. You know, we have a lot less problems, because most of the problems we create for ourselves.
Right.
Really. And then we pray to God and ask God, you know, can you help me with this problem, Lord, you know? But most of the time we've created the problems for ourselves in some manner, or someone we know, or someone close to us, but if everyone was following God's principles, it would be much easier on us all. And I think that's a something that, you know, we should also consider.
Right, absolutely. Thank you for that. That was received by me, so needed to definitely hear that. Now, on your song 2 that I would like to play, I'm going to let you select. Let's see. We have between Keep Believing In or Let My People Go, and I would like for you to introduce it to the listening audience.
Okay. I think because of, you know, what I just said, I think Let My People Go would be the song that maybe should come next. And this song is directed at the deceiver of the nations, And for those who don't know who that is, that's Satan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's saying, you know, because a lot of people say, well, they see the conditions of the world. And a lot of times they say, well, why did, you know, God allow this? Or why did God allow that? It's not God's doing. It's the deceiver of the nations. It's Satan's doing and his influence. And this song is talking directly to him, saying, let my people go, you know. And within the context of the song, you'll hear the different things that occur that he has an influence over sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, over the people. And people have to know that there will be a day that he will have to let the people go, you know, and his oppression, his influence will be gone once Christ returns. So that's the message in this song.
All right. Okay. Let My People Go by Chris Jasper.
Thank you.
it up.
Much of that going on. Well, it is 12:33 p.m. San Diego, Los Angeles, 3:33 p.m. Atlanta on here. Bill Grown and Joy, BGE Radio, with my very special guest, Mr. Chris Jasper, speaking on his latest solo album, Inspired. Just want to send a big shout out to my so faithful listeners. I see you, Malaysia, Ghana, Malawi, New York, Washington, D.C., London, India, Northern and Southern California, Texas, New York, once again I said that, Canada, Florida, Georgia, and for those that I missed, just thank you for tuning in today in support of Mr. Jasper's album and just his message that he's sending to us all and empowering us. You know, because that's what it is about. You know, all of us, right, Mr. Jasper, need a Barnabas, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we need, you know, we need to encourage each other and, you know, inform each other. I think that's it's missing sometimes, you know. And I always feel if I have the privilege of being a recording artist, I want to do something positive, something that is informative in some way.
Right. Now, besides the music, and we have another song for to play for Mr. Jasper, but we have about 20 more minutes left in the show, so we're gonna deepen this and find out a lot more what's going on with Mr. Jasper on his journey with his new album. Besides the album, what are some of the other projects that are in place with you and Gold City Music?
The album is, of course, the main thing, but I continue to write. I continue to, have my own publishing company, and I, we continue to work the publishing songs from there. And there's constantly people, covering our songs, many, many, many artists, and I'm very happy for that. So, we stay abreast of that. Like I mentioned earlier before, my son Michael, he's working on some music, and I'm setting up, because everything keeps changing, and I keep having to change my studio, so I'm working on doing that too. I'm making some updates there, different programs I'm adding, so there's always something going on.
Right, absolutely. Well, what else would you like to add to share with us? Just looking at you know, what I have seen, the things that's going on with you. There are people tweeting me on questions. But this is not about the Isley Brothers people. This is about this. I just tweet me, they're like, well, what about this? And it's like, no. So I see you guys out there, all my Twitter fans. But what else would you like to tell us about you and things that's going on? Now, you're up in New York now, right?
Yes, I'm in New York, upstate, Westchester. And, you know, I've lived here for a long time. You know, I'm from Cincinnati. But, you know, I've lived here, you know, most of my life. And, you know, I also want to, you know, encourage people to try to pursue their education. And because, you know, that's what the next song is about, Keep Believing, is because I see, like, in many areas, the dropout rates are pretty high, you know. Mm-hmm. And I always wonder what's going to happen to those people, you know, that just quit, you know. Because everything is becoming more and more technical, you know. It's just technology is just moving so fast, and you have to keep pace. So
right.
I would just encourage, you know, especially the younger people to, you know, get your education. You know, put some time and effort into that. You know, put those video games down. You know, and really don't have anything to do with any violence, and just keep, you know. Pursuing education, because that's the way that, you know, that's the way you're going to improve on your life or anything else. And you'll help other people in their situations, you know, by being educated. I even went back, personally, I went back and got my law degree because I wanted to know more about copyright law and the legal aspects, you know, that I may face in the record industry.
Right.
So, that's something that I did, you know. So I'm not just saying something that I haven't done myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I went back to school and I got my law degree. So,
yeah, congratulations.
It's something, and it's improved my life too, and you know, in a lot of ways. My eyes are more open now, you know,
right.
And I'm less likely to make mistakes that I've made in the past.
Right.
So, you know. It's something that will improve you as an individual, and I can't stress that enough because I see so many people going after the wrong things, you know, and it shouldn't be that way. We were brought up, you know, I was blessed to be brought up. You know, my mother always told me, you know, hit the books and hit them hard, and, you know, you can do whatever you put your mind to, you know.
Right.
And she always encouraged that, you know what I mean? And I think more parents should do that with their children. You know, encourage them to be great. Expect great things from them, you know, and great things will happen, you know, or if not a great thing, you know, a much better thing, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know,
right.
So, you know,
right.
Those words of encouragement, keep going, keep believing. That's what that song is about. You know, keep achieving because that's not said enough. You know,
right.
A lot of people, you know, they complain about problems, but okay, yeah, there are problems, but there's a way to overcome the problems, you know,
right.
And that's what Keep Believing is about, the way to overcome the problems.
Right, right.
Ownership, you know, people don't talk about ownership enough. That's extremely important, to own, to have a goal of owning what you make, you know, it's rather than, you know, James Brown said it a long time ago, I don't know, it may have passed over people's head. But and say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. There was a verse in there that was an extremely important verse, and that was, we demand to do things for ourselves. We're tired of beating our head against the wall and working with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. People keyed in on say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, which they should have, but I think that verse was kind of covered up because that was the message of the movement is – you know, we demand to do things for ourselves. Tired of beating the head against the wall and working for someone else. It was independence. It was, you know, entrepreneurship he was talking about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Keep Believing as well. You know, making that your goal, you know. You may not start off that way, but that should be a goal. And when you have a goal like that, you know, it's more likely that you'll go further than if you don't have that goal.
Right.
You know? And
right.
That's kind of the message in that song, Keep Believing.
Yeah, definitely a message that needs to be shared, especially in these times. I think a lot of people learned that lesson very hard in these past few years with the economic crisis.
Yes, yes, you know? Exactly. Yes.
So, yeah, definitely that was a really good message shared. Now, this, I'm going to give one Twitter fan a question. They will
okay.
not stop. But the question is, will there ever be a reunion of the Ivy Brothers?
I don't know. I have to be honest to tell you, I don't know because, like I said, I'm lyrically committed a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and I have my own record label, and I'm doing my own thing. I think Ronald, he's doing something different, you know, now.
Right.
And I don't know how those two things would combine. That's why I say I don't know. I don't know how those two things could go together, you know. But,
very creative, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's on a different path.
Oh boy! Well, I just want to say thank you for joining us today, Mr. Jasper, and just blessing us, you know, with your words of encouragement, your music. DGE blesses you, your label, your awesome, awesome family. I mean, and Margie is just amazing. I just want to say hello, Margie, because I know she's listening. You are
absolutely
amazing, working diva. So just continue on your journey. We support you. Anything you need, we got you. Just thank you for joining us today and just blessing us with your presence.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Again, you know.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely.
And keep believing, everyone. Keep believing.
That's right. Keep believing. And there you guys have it. Mr. Chris Jasper, Isley Brothers, Isley Jasper, Isley. Get on over to Gold Music City.
Gold City Music.
GoldCityMusic.com.
Right, .com.
My apologies. So that way you can pick up his album. You can make it February. We can make it February 1st, Mr. Jasper.
Yeah, you know, February 1st. Yeah.
Yeah, get on over to goldcitymusic.com and pick up his album, new album, Inspired, from his website. You'll get more information. New solo album, just, you know, back with the same well-known class, style. You know, Mr. Jasper, this is a question from you. Okay? I cannot leave this conversation without asking you this.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going back a little. I know I'm going back, but I never knew you had so much swag until I saw the video Insatiable Woman. I was like, look how he lifted those weights.
Yeah. Yeah, I was into that. You know, I was into pumping iron after, you know, for a while.
I'm like, look at the trench coat. I was like, I tweeted it out and sent out the little degree, and I said, when he gets on the air, I'm going to have to ask him this. But, yeah, just swagged out. But like I said, I just thank you for joining us today, and God bless you continually. And we're going to conclude this show, everyone, in his one of his last songs we're going to play on the air, and the name of the song is Keep Believing, but no, keep believing. So this is going to conclude our show today, everyone. Build, grow, and enjoy. I'm kind of like off track right about now, Chris, because I'm just laughing because I'm thinking about that video. Build, grow, and enjoy here on BVE Radio, WalkingDivas.com, Money Mondays. You guys get on over 2013 Smart Money Moves. You know that's what it's all about. We'll be back on Wednesday, same time, same place, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, tax season. Debbie Snelling with the Snelling Report. She's back with her monthly tax and financial tips that will put you on the path to success. You guys know it's tax time. So stay blessed, everyone. And definitely thank you for tuning in. All of you guys, I see you on the Build, Run, Enjoy Global Map. Thank you for the continued support here on BGE Radio. BillGrownAndJoy.com. Make sure you get on over there and join as a free member. And here we are going to conclude our show with Mr. Chris Jasper. Keep believing. And as always, you guys, enjoy.
All right. Put down those guns and pick up those books. And listen to what I'm getting ready to put down.
Taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.